From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Republican field of presidential hopefuls is getting bigger. Today, former Utah Governor John Huntsman formally announced his candidacy at New Jersey's Liberty State Park, the same place where Ronald Reagan announced his White House bid in 1980. Huntsman, who quit months ago as President Obama's ambassador to China, said in remarks critical of his former boss that the nation needs leaders who know that, quote, we need more than hope.
I respect the President of the United States. He and I have a difference of opinion on how to help a country we both love.
Well, it's getting increasingly difficult for Republican Newt Gingrich to stay in the race for president. His top fundraisers have walked away. This just weeks after 16 of Gingrich's advisors left en masse over a conflict in campaign strategy. Pro-government rallies in the Syrian capital broadcast on state television today as President Bashar al-Assad pledges to resolve the political crisis, while his critics reject his promises as nothing more than lies. NPR's Deborah Amos is tracking events from Beirut.
Thousands of supporters gathered in central Damascus waving flags and carrying portraits of President Bashar al-Assad. Pro-government rallies were also reported in Dera, the southern city where the anti-government protests began in March. The state news agency announced Assad had granted a third general amnesty a day after he outlined his plan to end a four-month uprising. Protest organizers have dismissed the speech for failing to address their demands and mounted anti-government marches through the night. Human rights groups say the crackdown has been harsher after the first amnesty in May. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.
Reuters News Service is reporting multiple rocket attacks by Libyan troops in Misrata, which is currently in rebel hands. No official word yet on casualties. Facing a debt default with far-reaching repercussions, Greece's prime minister is confronting a confidence vote by parliament within the hour. He needs the okay to push through widely unpopular austerity measures, as demanded by Greece's international creditors. But hope surrounding this confidence vote is sending U.S. stocks higher. At last check before the close, the Dow is up 109 points, or nearly 1% at 12,190. The Nasdaq was up more than 2%, or 58 points at 2,687. S&P 500 up 1.5% at 12.96. A confidence vote in Italy gives the embattled Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi a political boost. Today, he won the vote in the lower chamber of deputies. His first parliamentary test following political defeat calls for an end to Italy's involvement in Libya and a sex scandal. This is NPR News. Pressure is mounting on Japan to tighten nuclear safety regulations. John Matthews reports Japanese officials are facing open criticism at an IAEA meeting in Vienna.
The IAEA has criticized Japan for loose control over its atomic plants even before the Fukushima disaster. The IAEA Secretary General Yukio Amano says Fukushima will bring about better nuclear safety standards worldwide.
Fukushima Daiichi accident is a terrible accident, but I am confident that the right lessons will be learned and that nuclear power plants everywhere will be made much safer as a result.
Japanese Trade and Industry Minister Bandi Kaeda offered several proposals to strengthen regulation. Kaeda suggested Japan could make its nuclear regulatory agency more independent by next year. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
Astronaut Mark Kelly is retiring from the Navy and NASA. The news was posted on Kelly's Facebook page today. Kelly commanded Shuttle Endeavour's final space mission, which ended June 1st. He took part in the historic mission as his wife, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, continued her recovery at a hospital for serious injuries sustained in the Tucson mass shootings in January. Giffords is still going through rehabilitation, but now as an outpatient. Serena Williams makes an emotional comeback at Wimbledon after a year-long absence due to health problems. The four-time champion defeated her French rival today 6-3, 3-6, 6-1. After clinching the win, Williams burst into tears. Her sister Venus won in her opening match yesterday. Meanwhile, Roger Federer has moved on to the second round at Wimbledon today. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.